We've got a very special guest joining us in the studio now, Kathy Rivett from the Rotary Club of Alfreton. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you for having me.
Not a problem, anytime.
Now, a lot of people are feeling a little bit helpless at the moment, especially in Victoria, when it comes to the floods up in Queensland and in New South Wales. Like, what can we do to help? Because where do you start when it comes to helping people rebuild their lives?
Well, we started by contacting the district, Rotary District, up in the Lismore area.
Yep.
And the Rotarians up there, there's five clubs in that particular area, are only too keen to assist with what we can donate. So we thought everyone is donating clothes and food.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone forgets the pets, and it's a real stress.
Well, that's the big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, like, imagine, like, you look after your family first and foremost, and then you go, where's the dog? Where's the cat? Where are the horses?
Yep.
Because there's a lot of livestock up that way
too.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Well, if you imagined all the pets in Ballarat and no one's got any food for them.
That'd be devastating.
And no shops have got any food for
them.
Yeah.
Wow.
It would be huge. So that's why we've decided we'll do this collection.
Yep. So what are you looking for in particular?
Cat food, dog food, worming tablets, because, I mean, they're going to be drinking contaminated water there up there, so you never know.
Yep.
Bedding, leads, bowls, I mean, they've got nothing.
Yeah,
so just look in your cat cupboard and your dog cupboard at home what you've got and replicate it by that many people.
And it's all animals, right?
All animals.
It's not just our household animals,
nope.
it's farmyard animals.
Farmyard animals too. There's the university up there has actually set up a vet clinic for all the injured animals.
Yeah.
So we're also looking at donating bandages and things like that are out of date that vets can use. So
yeah, okay.
That'll be sorted out today as well.
All right. So if people do want to donate all these pet supplies, where can they do so?
We're at the showgrounds in the main pavilion. So if you enter from Howard Street between 8:30 and 3 today, again next Tuesday and Wednesday, and then the week after it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
And by then, hopefully, we've got a couple of trucks donated to actually get the goods up there.
I was going
to
say, how are you planning on taking it up?
Hopefully from donated. We've got a truck driver already donated their services.
Awesome.
But the last time we did this, well, it wasn't with Rotary, it was with a former position I had. We collected two semi-loads for the people that were affected in the fires.
Yeah.
So we know Ballarat's got it in their heart to look after
animals. Of course they
do. So.
We're a very giving community, aren't
we?
I noticed that being new to the community here in Ballarat and the region, it is such a friendly, giving place. And what would your favourite thing about being in the community and working in the community that you find
of that everyone is so friendly and giving.
Mm-hmm.
Every project we work on for Rotary, the community is involved.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love Ballarat.
Is there another issue with the, I don't know how you get up to Lismore at the moment, with the floodwaters that are creeping further and further down south?
Yes, but because we're liaising with the districts up there, they will keep us informed as to where to go in, where the distribution point is. The five clubs in the Lismore area are all set, ready now to start distributing once we get it up there.
That's great.
So, I mean, there's 70 Rotarians in that area alone that have lost their houses. So, you know, we've got to look at helping everyone.
Kathy, with the Rotary clubs, I know you guys do a bunch of everything. Is there like a secret handshake? And you don't have to confirm or deny, but do you have like a secret handshake
like
or like
stonecutters?
Yeah, like a look or something that you're like, oh, that's a Rotarian, and you go up to them and high five, shake the hands, kick the boots, boom, and then, you know, that's the club handshake?
I hate to disappoint you, but no.
No!
The difference is Rotarians have always got a smile on their face because they're always helping someone.
Oh,
I love it.
That's lovely.
I love it.
That is definitely lovely. Kathy Rivett, thank you so much for joining us in
my
the studio
pleasure.
And letting us know how we can help, because we just need to start small and wherever we can.
Yep, and this is our little bit and we know we can help. Thank you.